access today that gut instinct, that intuition, which tells you what is in your best and highest good. Access it now. Reflect back as you do on the last several weeks. Remember a choice that you pondered that suggested you needed to do something to feel better. Perhaps the choice that you were pondering was to call a healthcare practitioner of one type or another and make an appointment to see them. Reflect back, and on that particular moment when you reflected on taking action or not, your intuition, your instinct told you, yes, I need to call that person. That person can help me out. You took no action, however, because of course you were busy. You had something else you needed to do at the moment. Or you had another reason why you shouldn't or couldn't do that. Oh, perhaps there wasn't enough time. Perhaps you needed to devote those resources to somebody else in the family, not to yourself. You had, I am sure, a good reason why you put that choice to the side. Perhaps the intuitive flash of insight that you got concerned a book that you needed to purchase. But you took no action. Perhaps it was a movie that you needed to acquire at the video rental shop or even at the movie store. A movie that someone suggested was truly inspirational, but you haven't gotten the movie yet. You haven't seen the movie yet. Your gut instinct told you, I need to watch that movie, but you haven't taken action. Perhaps someone, your doctor or a friend, suggested a supplement or a medication of one type or another, or a food that you needed to eat. Your gut instinct, your intuition, your intuitive flash told you at the time, that's right. I know that's right. That's what my body needs. But once again, you took no action. You knew it was right, but you didn't do anything about it. What decision have you not taken for yourself to improve your own health and well-being that you need to take today? What action do you need to take today? Where is the resistance to taking that action? You see, the resistance is energetic. It's that friend on the path that's telling you, let's go down this path of familiarity, which is, we're not going to be doing that today. Where's the resistance to taking action? Feel it. Acknowledge it. Know it. It's there. It's deep inside. It's pulling you in another direction, a direction that is not in your best and highest good. Return to that moment of intuitive insight, that moment when you knew that was a choice that you needed to make. Of course, later, you had lots of rational reasons why perhaps it wasn't a good idea. Perhaps you did a follow-up analysis and found someone somewhere who said that's not such a great idea. But deep inside your soul, you knew that choice was in your best and highest good. What is it? What is that choice? What is that action you have not taken that needs to be taken? Reflect back. Find the resistance. Acknowledge the resistance to taking the action and making the decisions that will help you feel better and get a great deal more energy. The action that will help you come back into balance and harmony. Resistance means that we linger about pontificating on a choice just as I have described, that we know in our heart is good for us, and yet we cast it aside because for one reason or another we decide it's not the best thing to do now. That's called resistance. It's powerful. It keeps us from taking the action we need to take to get well. Think about it this way. Taking any old action will do. It actually doesn't matter what it is, for it gets us moving forward. Reclaim your power to take action on what you now know is in your best and highest good. Today, take that action. Make that call. Get that book. Watch that movie. See that friend. Obtain that food or that supplement or that medication. Take that action today. Learn about what it is that you need to learn that you knew was in your best and highest good. Do it today. Acknowledge the resistance. Know the resistance is present. Know the resistance is stopping you from taking action. Look at the resistance in the eyes and say to that familiar friend of yours from long ago, not today. Today, I make a different choice. Robert Rogers, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Have a marvelous day.